Hey, Dave here from Black Country Radio Breakfast. This morning, I was joined by Mark and Asa, who are both raising money for the Mary Stevens Hospice. They're undertaking a 125-mile walk over 56 hours with no sleep whatsoever this weekend. A huge task is being undertook by these two men. And this is what they had to say about their huge challenge this morning. I am joined in the studio by two very special gentlemen who are taking part in the Jane Webb and Ray Timmins charity walk. So let me get this right, guys. 125 miles.
Correct.
Why? That's amazing. That is an amazing... So you're doing it for the St. Mary's Hospice, right?
Mary Stevens Hospice.
Wonderful stuff. So you're going from... Wales to the Black Country.
Yep, from both in Wales, on the coast of Wales, back to the Maverick in Amber Coast.
So it finishes up at a pub. Love it. That pint's going to taste...
The hub of the community is the pub, so...
Yeah, and that pint's going to taste so good at the end of it, right?
It's just raising awareness in the community, basically, for a brilliant place.
Awesome.
The hospice.
Well, of course.
It's very close to me.
Yeah.
And a lot of people as well in the community and all around the West Midlands, you know. And it's just... I like what a brilliant job they do, and the staff and everybody, and of course all the patients have to go there, and you know.
Well, this is it. I mean, like,
it's just nice to give something back because how many people I help out.
Well, that's it. I mean, over the short time that I've known Mary Stevens Hospice for about half a year, I'm always surprised when people come in and they're doing all these charity initiatives. They're doing all these amazing feats of just incredibleness, like you two are doing. I'm always shocked at what everyone always says is the community aspect.
What we're doing is nothing really to what people go through when they have to go into the hospice, you know.
So talk us.
What we're doing is just a drop in the ocean to what, you know, it's just a weekend out of our lives, and we're just going to get some sore feet out of it.
Mm. You know. So talk us more through, Mark and Asa, what exactly it is that you two are doing. So talk us through the walk itself.
We start at both, roughly about midday-ish, hopefully. So,
okay.
And then we just keep on walking.
Just keep on walking. So that's on this Friday,
yep,
you start at both.
Midday-ish, yeah.
So when do you aim to be at the Maverick in Amblecote?
5, 6 o'clock-ish.
On Sunday?
On Sunday.
I was going to say, if you do it on the Friday, that's a quick walk.
Yeah, that's a hope. We've got till 8 o'clock. You know, we've given ourselves a time at 8 o'clock to get back there.
Awesome.
But, you know, it gives us a bit of leeway, but hopefully 5, 6-ish. And, you know, touch wood, weather is... We can't organise that.
I hope it's not like it is today.
It's a bit sunshiny showers, I think. So
so have you two had to train for this at all, or you're just going for it, or...?
Yeah, we've done a lot of training. We've done 57-mile walks, 40-mile walks, 30-mile walks. We've basically walked the whole of the route in different stages to plan all the checkpoints out, and you know, one of the other lads, Simon's, walked a lot of it with us as well. So we've basically covered all of the route, but just in small 20-mile walks, 10-mile walks, plotting to checkpoints, so we know where we're going. And you know,
awesome.
We're not doing any route finding when we're on the actual walk, because we've covered the walk,
oh,
so we know where
worse.
We're going.
Getting lost. You'd be had another day on then if that happens, guys.
Well, the first time we went over Plinlimmon, we got lost, and that put 3 hours onto our time.
Wow, oh my word.
So we've been over there 5 or 6 times now, and we've covered every route off there. And
is there many different challenges on the route, sir?
Different
challenging
trains? It's because it's the ice point in Mid Wales where we're going over Plinlimmon. It's quite a good climb up there.
Something like that.
And then it plateaus out, and then you come down into the forest.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful, though.
Yeah, and then there's a few good hills on the way, you know.
When you come over Plinlimmon, you get down to the source of the Severn, so we follow that for a bit. Then when we get back to Ironbridge, we're back on the Severn again, walking down the river. Look, you know, so yeah, there's a bit of a connect there.
Bit of a spot of fishing on the way.
Yeah, do something like that.
There's a lot of mixed terrain, whereas last year the 101-mile walk was just all in the canal.
Yeah,
we said to make it more of a challenge.
Yeah,
we'll put a mountain in there and put a lot of hills in there. You know,
just put a mountain in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mix Mix it up a bit, make it more interesting, more challenging.
You did this last year and it was mostly canal. So what was the walk last year?
It was for the same...
What were the two points that we were walking from?
Langoff, back to the...
And then this one's longer and more challenging, as you say.
This one's a few miles longer, but it's a lot more challenging because... Whereas the canal's all level and flat, this is a lot of mixed terrain, a lot of cross-country, you know, a lot of off-road, on-road, fields, hills, woods.
Wow.
It's all over the place, really, this one is.
So it's not just you two, is there? There's quite a big group of you guys going for this, right?
Six of us doing the main walk.
Yep.
There's me, Taff, Simon.
Jimmy Forrest,
Steve, the fireman, Chez, the fireman.
So a bunch of firemen, army men. You're going to go in all the outfits or you're just going to go in and walk
ex-Navy, out? If you don't mind.
Ex-Navy? Oh, we don't want to start that like off now. We don't want to start that off. So you're going to go in the outfits or you're going to get all the old boots on and stuff or you're just going to normal walk?
Yeah, right? Normal. Obviously proper walking gear and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Proper boots and all that. And all the proper outdoor gear. Yeah.
So where can we support you guys? Have you guys got like a page that we can go to and find out more?
Yeah, the Just Giving page.
Okay.
Just Giving page. It's on the bottom of the...
justgiving.com. Yeah. You can search for Walk 125 and you can make donations of whatever you can give, really.
Yep.
I suppose, yeah. And you can always text as well. Ray, which is RAES48, and your amount to 770. And I think if you see these guys walking on the way, buy them like a bacon bap or something as well while they're on the walk. Get them a coffee. Please tell me you got a bunch of coffees with you if you're going all that way. No sleep. Yeah. I think that's incredible. Yeah. I mean, were you not tempted just to like take a bit of camping equipment, have a little campfire on the side? No, we're going to go for it.
Yeah. We've got a good support team around us as well. We've got Murphy's. They supply in a welfare van. One of the lads works for them and he's driving around. We've got Skelly. He's got his own camper van. You know, so between them, and there's a couple of you've got the fire service. Mm. There'll be a van shuttling around, and on the Sunday we've got somebody else doing bacon butties, 8 o'clock at Bridge North and stuff like that for us.
Brilliant.
And, you know, we've had a lot of support on the way. We've, you know, Woods Brewery, Three Tons Brewery, the Youth Hostel at Wild Hope. They're giving facilities there and things like, you know. So as we've been going around,
and just everybody in the local community as well that use the pub and the Robin Hood pub as well, which is very important, and the Red Lion pub.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of people just donating food and preparing food for us. Tara, who's doing the hot food on the Sunday morning, you know, she's giving a day up just to come out to Bridge North and do some hot food for us first thing on the morning. Yeah. Anne-Marie's doing some food that we can take with us on the first night, and there's other people making flapjacks and cakes, and Kitty's making flapjacks.
Bread pudding, don't forget.
Wow.
Don't forget Anne's bread pudding.
Anne's bread pudding.
She's listening, so I have to mention
that. Is that you saying basically you're going to have a tray of bread pudding?
Quite a few trays, I think.
Quite a few trays, yeah.
It's very nice.
But that sort of stuff, good sugary foods and, you know, lots of stuff like that just keeps you giving and stops you from seizing up, really.
Well, you know what? I am in awe of you guys, and I wish you all the luck in the world on this amazing walk. 125 miles from Borth to Amblecote, the Jane Webb and Ray Timmins Charity Walk. If you do see the guys, give them a beep or give them a wave, give them a cheer, and join them at the Maverick on Sunday night where they walk on back. They'll be there at 8 p.m. That's a promise, you'll be there by then.
Well, we might have gone home by then.
Oh, we might have gone home.
We might be there, but we might be asleep out the back.
Well, Ace and Mark, thank you ever so much for joining me this morning, and I wish you all the luck in the world.